Good evening, everybody. And thanks for joining me tonight on this, the final of our Halloween storytelling extravaganza podcast specials here on New World Witchery. I truly hope you've been enjoying these storytelling episodes. I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to bring them to you. I have a real love for folklore and storytelling. Even though I'm not particularly great at it, I like going to storytelling festivals and hearing really masterful storytellers recounting bits of folklore, folktales, fables, myths, legends from all different parts of the country or even the world. I really hope that you're getting into that as well. One of the things that I love about folklore is that in retelling it and sharing it with other people, it opens itself up in new ways to me. And I find out things that I didn't know were there the first time I read through it. It's one of the interesting things that I've found through storytelling is that when you're reading something on the page, you can read it 1, 2, 3 times and then miss some very significant pieces of what you're reading. Not through any fault of your own, just because language seems to be something that really comes alive when spoken. For anybody who doesn't believe that, I would recommend listening to Sarah over at Hedge Folk Tales, recounting a few of the key myths and legends of witchcraft and paganism, particularly a recent episode she put out on the Witch's Sabbath. There are parts of that that I have read half a dozen or more times, but upon hearing them spoken by her, completely open themselves up in new ways to me. It's kind of an interesting gift that we give ourselves in sharing these stories, the ability to understand them at some deeper level, somewhere beyond the printed page. It's something I really love because it puts us into the process of creation, preservation. It drops us into the stream, storytelling of magic, of humanity. It's a magical experience, in my opinion. But all that is just my personal opinion, my personal take on storytelling, and not why you're listening tonight, I don't think. What you're here for, I'm guessing, are witches, spooks, specters, ghosts, and goblins, things that go bump in the night. This is, after all, Halloween. I realize I've been focusing largely on Southern folklore, so I thought for tonight's episode, I would venture further afield. Tonight we'll be going up into rural New England, Maine to be specific, and recounting a story about a famous witch from those parts. There's a lot of good lore on magic and witchcraft in Maine to be found in my primary source for tonight's story, which is Richard Dorson's Buying the Wind, Regional Folk Tales of the United States. I've mentioned this book many times before, both in the podcast and on the blog especially, and if you get the chance to read through it, it's fantastic. I highly recommend you get your hands on a copy and enjoy it. But should you not be able to get your hands on a copy, then I hope you'll enjoy tonight's tale. I hope that you're getting ready for or Halloween, and maybe even listening to this as trick-or-treaters are coming up to your door, all dressed as devils and ghosts, witches and vampires. As you're handing out candy, I'd like for you to sit back and wait for that next knock on the door while listening to the tale of Mother Hicks, the witch. Old Mother Hicks was a witch. Everyone in these parts knew that. She was famous for holding seances and calling up spirits. She was real good at conjuring up ghosts, what could tell a person where buried treasure was, or who stole something. Revealing thieves was kind of a specialty of hers, and nobody stole nothing in those days that she couldn't track down through her witchcraft. One time, Harmy Alley and his Uncle Alan went to go see her on account of some missing horses, and she went into a trance, calling forth all manner of spirits. Harmy and Alan was skeptical, but then the table tipped up sideways and slid across the room. The lamp on the table just stayed right where it was, like it was stuck with glue to the table. Harmy tried to pull that lamp free, but it wouldn't budge. Mother Hicks laughed and shouted at a pair of scissors sitting by the door, "Fie, you there, shears, at doubting Harmy!" And those scissors flew right across the room and stuck in the wall just over Harmy's head. Well, that scared Harmy pretty bad, and he ran off right then and there. Uncle Alan stuck around while Mother Hicks finished up with them spirits, and when the seance ended, she asked him to help her right the table. No sooner had Alan touched it than the lamp suddenly came crashing down off of it onto the floor. Well, that spooked Alan something fierce, and he never went back to see old Mother Hicks again. Mother Hicks could be downright wicked, too. They say she'd sold her soul to the devil for her powers, and she had to do mischief as much as good as part of her contract with him. And she didn't seem to have no problem with that, no sir. If she wanted anything from anybody and they wouldn't sell it to her, or in lots of cases, give it to her, well, she bewitched whatever it was she wanted. Uncle Alan's nephew, Jim Alley, had this one cow. Oh, she was a handsome animal and gave buckets of the sweetest, creamiest milk you've ever tasted. Jim was mighty proud of that beast, and they've never wanted for good butter, cream, or cheese. Well, old Mother Hicks got it into her head that she wanted that cow, and so she asked Jim to sell it to her. Jim wouldn't do it. Not for any price, he said. Weren't nothing personal, he tried to tell her. He just didn't want to sell such a wonderful milk cow to anyone for any amount. Well, that didn't sit with Mother Hicks, and she witched that cow. It'd go swinging around like it had a bee on its tail, jumping in the air, biting itself so hard it'd bleed. Its milk started coming in thin, then bloody. If they could even get it to sit still from milking at all. It got so bad that Jim decided all he could do was shoot the poor creature and put it out of its misery. That's all there was to it. Well, along came Quafy Falkingham, who was one of the first men on Mark Island, and who had a reputation for breaking witchcraft as big as Mother Hicks had for making it. Quafy talked to Jim and said there weren't nothing he could do to fix the cow, but there was a way that Jim could find out once and for all what was making the cow so crazy and get a little revenge in the process. "You gotta build up a roaring fire and get it as hot as you can manage it. Then when you kill that cow, take her innards and roast them in the hottest part of the fire. That'll get rid of whatever witch has done this to you." Jim did as Quafy said, and built a big hot fire. Then he killed that animal and threw her innards into the heart of the blaze, where the coals were near white hot. "Now it won't be long afore someone comes here asking to borrow something," said Quafy. "Whatever it is, don't give it over. Make whatever excuses you have to, but don't let nobody borrow nothing from you, or the witch will be able to use whatever it is to get well and bring the curse back on you stronger than before." Well, it weren't no time at all before two boys came running up to the house, begging to borrow a cup of sugar from Mother Hicks. Jim flat refused them, saying he didn't have no sugar, and sent them away. Before long, the boys returned, asking to borrow a cup of meal from Jim. He told them to be on their way again, for he had no meal neither. Finally, the boys came back and begged a cup of water for poor Mother Hicks, who they said was burning up inside and could get no water for herself. Well, Jim knew he couldn't say that he had no water, but now he knew for sure that that witch was Mother Hicks. So he told the boys, "Serves her right! Tell her she can go on burning for all I care, and if she ever tries to curse me again, I'll do more than burn her insides up." The boys scurried away and never came back. Mother Hicks died not long after that. Whether it was Jim's refusal or something else catching up with her, I don't know. But I do know that even in death, she continues to work witchcraft, though mostly for good things now. Water witches and treasure finders in these parts often call up to her spirit to help them find wells or veins of ore or buried coins. They say she always helps those who ask her, but sometimes she takes her time leading them around, like playing a game with them. I reckon that's what comes of dealing with witches, though. A little mischief is part of the bargain, right? I hope you enjoyed that story. It's a good one. And I hope you forgive me for not attempting a Maine accent. I figure I'd rather not offend most of our entire New English listening base by horribly mangling the regional dialects of that area. It sort of goes with that old adage, you should never try to teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig. That's pretty much how I feel about doing accents that I'm not intimately familiar with. And a Maine accent is one I'm not intimately familiar with, other than from the occasional L.L. Bean commercial. So, that about does it for our Halloween storytelling. I've gotten a lot of really good feedback from doing these stories, and I've even had a few people ask that we start doing more of these storytelling episodes. And, well, I'd be happy to do more of those, but I'd like to know for sure if that's something that people would want. If you find these storytelling episodes valuable or interesting, I would love to continue doing them, so please drop us an email at compassandkey@gmail.com or leave a comment on the blog at newworldwitchery.wordpress.com. If I get enough positive feedback, I will consider doing these as a more regular inclusion into our podcast stream. I will say if I do wind up doing more storytelling episodes, I probably would likely offer some opinions on the witchcraft lore that's embedded in them, sort of as I've done with previous storytelling endeavors. If you haven't already heard our versions of Young Goodman Brown by Nathaniel Hawthorne, or the William Butler Yeats Lady Gregory fairy tale about the horned women, you can go back and listen to those, and those have a good bit of examination of stories through a witchy lens. That's probably what I would consider doing, but, you know, if I get enough feedback saying, no, we love the stories, but please don't mention anything witchy about them, just tell us those wonderful tales, then I might just do that instead. So, at any rate, I hope you're having a wonderful Halloween, Hallows, Samhain, or whatever you might be celebrating right now. I hope you're enjoying it and eating lots of things that are not good for you, but feed your soul a little bit. And until next time, I'd like to wish you all happy hauntings, safe flying on your broomsticks, and of course, good night. New World Witchery is recorded using GarageBand on Mac. The song you're listening to is Grifos Muertos by Jeffrey Luck Lucas and can be found on magnatune.com.